The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more than 120 million children, or about one out of every six children around the world, are not going to school. It says well over half of those who are likely never to see the inside of a classroom are girls. UNICEF says 46 million school-aged children in sub-Saharan Africa have never gone to school. Another 46 million South Asian youngsters are not in school. These two regions together account for three-quarters of the world's entire out-of-school population. By comparison, only about 2.5 million children in industrialized countries do not attend school. Recent surveys show that girls are more disadvantaged than boys. They make up 56% of children who are deprived of an education. UNICEF spokesman Damien Persona says some parents in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal are reluctant to send girls to school because they do not see any benefit in it.
The other main reason is poverty, which is definitely true for all South Asian countries except Sri Lanka. But it's very true for sub-Saharan Africa, where poverty is the main factor why the children are not going to school.
UNICEF is spearheading a drive to get governments to understand that getting more girls into school is an essential strategy for improving the quality of schools and society in general. The agency says girls who get an education grow up to take better care of themselves and their families. It calls education the way to breaking the cycle of poverty. Those who do not attend school are much more likely to suffer from disease, abuse, and sexual exploitation, and girls are particularly vulnerable. UNICEF says there are success stories which can act as models for other countries. Afghanistan is one. Mr. Persona says under the Taliban regime, no girls were allowed to go to school.
Now, 2 years later, we can easily say that 4.2 million children in 7,000 schools are going to school, and there's been a big increase of 37% of girls going back to school in Afghanistan. So that's a major achievement.
However, Mr. Persona notes that while the government of Afghanistan is willing to send girls to school, a number of communities and families still retain a cultural bias against educating girls. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.